Generally, this is something I'm going to be watching for this next administration. Normally in Parliament, in the past, we've received the CVs of the ministers. On occasion, we received a few of the screenings. We haven't received it, the Parliament didn't receive it from the last government, and we haven't received anything thus far from this present government. That's one of the first questions. If we don't receive it, I'm going to send to both the Prime Minister and the Minister of Integrity. Can we please get the CVs and the screenings of the ministers? You know, it's a government that's promised to be based on integrity and transparency. So I hope they live up to that promise and don't leave it only in words and actually take action. In the end, kind of, we're here to represent the people. The ministers are the people charged with our future. So I think the people kind of, let's say, and especially Parliament, should have a right to see, you know, what their qualifications are, what were in those screening reports, and are they really apt and the best person to be kind of leading the country.
Maar de vergadering over de kandidaatstelling van de ministers is al nu. Denk je dat je het op tijd gaat krijgen om dus zeg maar dan de goedkeuring te kunnen geven?
I'm an optimist, but I don't think so. I think that's unlikely. I think it's most likely that the government will sit and then I would have to direct the questions through the president of parliament. And just like the screening law, it'll probably happen after the facts.